Radio Prague News.
The Civic Democrats have agreed a coalition deal with the Social Democrats at Prague City Hall, freezing out election winners top 09. Police have launched an investigation into allegations that Deputy Finance Minister Martin Bartak solicited a bribe. And the first case of swine flu this winter has been discovered in the Czech Republic. The right-wing Civic Democrats have agreed a coalition deal with the Social Democrats at Prague City Hall. The former party's candidate Bohuslav Svoboda will become mayor of the capital for the next 4 years. The new party Top 09 came first in local elections in October with 30% of the vote, ending the Civic Democrats' dominance in the capital. However, Top 09's efforts to form a coalition with their fellow right-wingers proved unsuccessful. Critics say the pact between the Civic and Social Democrats will do little to dispel allegations of corruption and clientelism at Prague City Hall. Reacting to Tuesday's news, Civic Democrat leader and Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said he regarded the coalition as a politically incorrect step. He said it would now be up to his party colleagues in the capital to persuade voters over the next 4 years that they had made the right decision. A senior member of Top 09, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, slammed the deal, which he said had been agreed long before voting took place in mid-October. Mr. Kalousek said the Prague coalition was a corrupt cartel and a con on voters who had backed change. Police have launched an investigation into allegations that Deputy Finance Minister Martin Bartak solicited a bribe, Mlada Frontetines reported. Tatra Supervisory Board member and former US Ambassador to Prague, William Cabanis, told the same newspaper last week that while Mr. Bartak was Deputy Defence Minister, he had asked for cash to resolve a problem between the truck maker and a subcontractor. Another Tatra representative put the figure at millions of US dollars. Mr. Bartak, who has denied the charges, is now on unpaid leave. The first case of swine flu this winter has been discovered in the Czech Republic. An 18-year-old student in the town of Jihlava was found in the last few days to have the H1N1 virus, the regional epidemiologist in Vysočana said on Tuesday. The first death from swine flu in this country was recorded in October last year. Since then, 102 people have died after contracting the disease. The vast majority had already been suffering from some other illness. And finally now, a look at the weather. It should be cloudy and wet in the coming days, with maximum temperatures of around 10 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.